Here's one called Mars. Now, you won't believe this. Everybody writes about Orson Welles. My father actually heard that program. I was 12 or 13, and I was at the movies. We used to go out by, nowadays, they watch children until they're 40. You know, parents are worried. Oh, they're outside. We walked outside when we were four. We walked for miles. We drove cars. We drove trucks. We worked all night in open hearth steel mills, the age of three. So I come home and my father's packing bags. They're going to go to a cave. Honest to God. Because Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. What do you say about Orson Welles? His folly, his belly full of sheepskin, liquid of ale. What do you say about the cave on the bluff? My father, oh, were packing us up one night at the end of the 30s. He knew as a child, dark-skinned Jewish bastard. He'd smoked there, Toby's, you know, and lukewarm RC Cola, child, roasted potato. And I came home from the movie at 10 o'clock, and he was packing, and she, for they was crazy for caves. And oh, them Martians, and all them Martians. And I saw Orson in 1950 in Paris, oh. He was directing a play, and he was fat. And oh, he bade us welcome, and how did we know, and was it Macbeth? Child, in 1950? For I love Touch of Evil best, and worst, Citizen Kane of California, Hearst.